Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I did have a nurse ask me if I was using illicit drugs, which I thought was interesting. I don't know if I look like a cast member from Narcos.
Were are you, Oscar? If she asked me that, I said, all right, let me be clear. Use or sell?
I know people that they've got just a couple of more months before they can get great insurance for a low price, and they let their other policy in 2023 lapse.
Who would do that?
How stupid is that?
They must have hosted a podcast with a bunch of jerk stores.
It's just ridiculous, man. Just to save a huge penny.
Meanwhile, they're staying at home wrapped in bubble wrap for 3 months.
She lets the dog out, and then I'm already downstairs, shoes on, wallet, emergency card, everything. And keys. And I say, let's go to Shannon. And she says, but the dog's still outside. I said, leave the dog. I was like, I'm effing dying.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. It's Thursday, and the gang's back together.
Yay! Hi, Oscar.
Yay.
Hello.
Yay, rah-rah.
Hello, America.
One of the weird things about this business of show that we're all in is that, part of our jobs, I ask people constantly, probably the number one question that we all get asked, what's the show about? What's the show about? And it's diminished from... Podcasting has become part of the fabric of our lives more, so I'm getting less of, is it politics? Is it sports? And I always say the same pat answer, which is busting each other's balls, when what I really should say is the show is about our lives, our feelings, our mistakes, our successes, our loves, our... It's about
that's just,
what
that's
what
a little long,
on.
Don't you think?
It's a little long
just
to
say,
do it
how
like
about...
That. I say three guys busting each other's
balls.
Yeah,
or what about it's like Howard Stern without the sex or the success.
That's very funny, but it's also, in the land of branding.
Yes.
I don't want to take second fiddle to anybody on that. I'd rather have, and really, no disrespect to Howard, who's
second
still
fiddle
a,
to Stern
a mega
is a great
percent.
Place to be.
I think really, if we're in the world of podcasting, we should say it's like Joe Rogan without the complete belief of every conspiracy theory on the planet.
I explain, we're basically a 1 hour murder procedural show.
What about
we solve a crime every day?
What about this? It's okay. Like InfoWars without the info.
And without the war.
My point is, being that this is our lives, when something goes down regarding the show that's vastly significant in our lives, and we can't come in and vent about it, and there was nobody telling me to vent or not to vent. There was no instruction given.
No, there was no
I just was aware of a situation that was... especially day one, which was Monday, and we did a show on Monday, neither Rob nor I nor anybody associated with the show had anything on their minds other than this guy right here.
Thank you.
I had mentioned to you, didn't know until 10 minutes ago whether you wanted to come in and talk about it, but I told the truth when I said Oscar was under the weather, but I really didn't emphasize just how under the weather.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
Do you know who sniffed you out?
Who's that?
Our friend Reed Galen, who, God bless his heart, was one of the only people that was kind enough to reach out, clearly because no one knew I was sick. But Reed knew. He goes, yeah, I know radio guys. When they say someone's under the weather, something else is up. And you never miss a show unless you're on vacation. What's going on?
That's good detective
deal.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick it over to Oscar. And
thank you.
And it.
Okay.
This began Monday, and this is something that was on our minds all week. And take it away. Oh, because we're delighted. We are So happy to have you back.
Beside ourselves.
Yeah. Monday morning, I start my day like every other Monday. This past Monday, today's Thursday, I do 100 sit-ups and 100 push-ups just on a regular basis. That's what I do, right? I'm lying about that. I do none of that.
I was going to say, really?
No, I don't do that. That's what I think JP Flame does. God bless him. He's still in great shape, and he's in his 50s, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, you're a better broadcaster.
So we say,
JP's a friend. I'd JP. Say that if he was here.
So I wake up. I actually wake up 5:30 a.m. And I said, I'll start the day. I wanted to catch up on a podcast, so I watched it on YouTube, and then I threw on MSNBC. We had a scheduled rough, I think, 8:30 start that morning.
Yep.
And I was like, you know, I'm going to surprise the guys and get to work on time today. Isn't that going to be fun?
Ta-da!
So, because I did. I really
sure
felt that
you
way.
Will.
I hit the shower at 7:20.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was early because my wife usually beats me to the bathroom because we, by design, only share one bathroom because I'm frugal and saving up for a remodel.
Right.
And she said, how long? I was like, it'll be a quick shower, I promise. So she's sitting at the, like you would, like any, you know, 90s or 80s commercial. When you have like your wife sitting outside or sitting inside the bathroom, like at the door frame, just sitting down, looking at her phone, waiting for me to be done with the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even by done. I mean, I'm in the shower, doors open, and Shannon is just sitting in the hallway talking to me.
Waiting patiently because there's really nowhere else for her to be in that size house.
Correct.
Right. Well, it's the only room she has.
She wanted to jump in the bath as soon as I was done because we were going to ride into work together.
Okay.
So, and I said, hey, I want to be on time today. Let's go. So I'm in the shower and it's 7:20. And she's like kind of bemoaning the fact that she goes, I can't wait till we have another bathroom or another shower. And then we can both shower at the same time. I said, first world problems. We're good. Like, and I'm not even annoyed by it. I'm just laughing about it. I was like, I take a shower in 10 minutes. I hit all my cracks and my creases and I'm out.
Very good for you.
Yeah, as they say on TV.
I like stories with detail.
Yeah, they have to have detail.
As they say on TV now with the all over body deodorants, he hit his pits and his bits.
Oh, I've never heard that before. Thank you. So at this point I say to Shannon, and we're mapping out the day. We map out the day every day in the mornings. That's how we do things. Like, we're like, this is what's going to happen today. We have a calendar in front of us. We lay it all out, and it was not stressful. It was actually a great day, a wonderful the meeting set up, everything. And I start getting short of breath. And
when you got out of the shower, you got short of breath?
No, while I'm in the shower. I said, do you mind turning on the fan? And I said, I'm short of breath. She goes, what? Fine. So she flicks it on. And at that point, I feel my speech pattern start to slow. And usually, you know me, like, I'm like, you fight through anything. Fine.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, I'm just going to get, so I turn off the shower. I think the steam was getting to me. I was like, this is strange. And at that point, I felt
my heart rate go up just listening to this.
I felt the left side of my face start to go numb.
Yee.
And I said, Shannon, grab the blood pressure monitor. We have one of those little wireless ones you can get at the Apple store. So she runs downstairs. She grabs it. She comes back upstairs. And I dry off my arm and I throw it on and it's like 150 over, like 150 something over 119, 120,
yeesh,
my blood pressure.
Yeah.
My blood pressure even when I'm stressed out, I've done stress tests in the past, is 129 over like 89 at the highest.
Yeah. That bottom number is that's extraordinarily high for that.
Yeah. So
how does that work? If we can just, I hate to be a dummy, but since we're talking about this, all I know is I have good blood pressure, but I don't understand blood pressure. Please, someone. So what is the bottom number is? If the bottom number, it sounds to me like it's low, right?
No, my number, excuse me. If my resting is 129 over like 89 or maybe even like 119 over 89.
That's good.
129
right?
over 89 is like, that's when I do a stress test. That's the highest it gets.
Yeah, ideal is 120 over 80.
That's 120 like, over 80, which
that's
I'm
the
in that
golden
ballpark.
Standard.
And you take your blood pressure and it's
a, and the 150s.
150.
Over 1 it fluctuated between 110 and 120, right?
Okay. So the top number is like through the
I've
roof.
Never seen that top number in my life.
Right.
From my person.
All right.
Okay, and Mike, the systolic pressure, the higher number, I thought this was right, but I double checked it, is the pressure during a heartbeat, like when it pumps. And then the second is your diastolic, which is the minimum pressure between a heartbeat. So when
what
it's
is
not
the blood
pumping.
Pressure on your router this morning?
It was actually
fine.
Sorry,
it's fine.
It tested perfectly.
Is that
but anyway, that's what it is. It's the higher number is when it's a beat, and the lower number is when it's not a beat.
So
Rob, all right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He's right. Like that's high, and you know it's. I'm pretty good about taking care of myself. I knew that was high for me, definitely. Uh-huh. And during that time, I said, as soon as I saw the second reading come up, it's a wireless blood pressure. It's not something you like, you know, you hit a button and it just goes.
Having this around, do you have this around for a reason that you have this?
I purchased it during COVID.
Okay.
Because during COVID, there was a big deal about your blood pressure and your blood oxygen level. So
we had all this gear around because of that. Thought you might have something.
No,
so
I was lucky to have it around.
Right. I thought you bought it for Santos.
No.
Okay.
but we bought it during COVID because we just, that was a big deal. Like, tiny check your blood pressure.
All right.
And I said, Shannon, I was like, this is high for me. This is off the charts. We have to go to the ER now. She said, what? I said, we have to go.
Meanwhile, and you're still feeling numb.
I'm still feeling numb. And this evaluation went no longer than 10 minutes of like dry arm, blood pressure, time to go. We got to go. Mm-hmm. I put on pants. I put on a shirt, get dressed real quick. And Shannon does the same. She lets the dog out, and then I'm already downstairs, shoes on, wallet, emergency card, everything, and keys. And I say, let's go to Shannon. And she says, but the dog's still outside. I said, leave the dog. I was like, I'm effing dying. And she goes, we can't leave the dog. So I just left. So I walked out.
Good time for an argument.
Jumped in the car and drove to Georgetown.
By yourself.
Be clear about this. I drove to Georgetown Hospital by myself.
Mike, amazingly, Oscar, his blood pressure goes down during an argument. That's one of his calming things. Mm-hmm. That helps him out.
Well, I have to be real with our audience here. There is a level of like, do you want to live type of situation. And I don't want to, you know, even soft sell. It's like I was lucky enough to understand that there's an acronym called BFAST that if you have all these different symptoms, and we'll put a little link up to give you exactly what they are. And if Mac, if you want to look them up, that's great. Just BFAST, it's called. I should
know
them.
Especially in the situation you're dealing with.
Yes. So you have to be fast to recognize the symptoms and get treatment.
I don't want to cause any trouble at home, but I'm just going to ask this question. The reason you drove was because in your mind time was of the essence, or
time
was
of
she not driving
essence.
You
she because just I was, left her I left her I didn't even talk to her. I just walked out the front
you
door.
You just said, I gotta deal with this.
I have to go and save like the longer this takes, the more damage will be done.
You're aware what your body's telling you at this point.
Yes, because at this point the left side of my which I didn't share at this point, by the time I got downstairs, the left side of my body is going numb. My chest, like, I can feel it going numb.
You know, in a world where you're taking blood pressure and stuff, I would imagine that your heart rate had to be off the charts because you're just, I mean, I would be freaked out. Are you just going through this and processing it intellectually and not panicking? Or, I mean, what's going through your mind?
I wasn't panicking.
Okay.
Right. Not because I'm some sort of superhero. It's just because I knew if I freaked out, it would have gotten worse.
Okay.
Sure.
So it was very surgical, clinical. This is what we have to do. These are what I need to get done. I need to get to the hospital.
Good Lord.
So the Volvo was out front. Traditionally, Shannon and I play this game, if she remembers where she parked the car, because we park on the street. Thank God the car was out front. So when I opened the door, it was to the left. I said, then I didn't even say, I just closed the door and then left.
You know where the nearest ER is?
Georgetown University Hospital.
Right up the
road. Is no less than a mile away from where we live. And we are blessed to have that.
And a legendarily great hospital, too.
So,
good one. You're lucky to have it.
So I jumped in the Volvo, drove halfway down that mile. Shannon calls me and she says, where are you? I said, I left. She goes, oh, I had to get the dog in. I said, Shannon, this is serious. I said, meet me at the hospital, Georgetown University Hospital. The car will be outside. And she goes, what? And I hung up the phone because I couldn't talk. And I was telling her all this, this is what I remember telling her. She said that she just heard, and then the phone hung up.
Oh my God. You know, you get this secondhand and you're hearing it, and this is the moment that I'm perceiving what this was. And I would have been more freaked out if I'd known. I mean, you hear it and you're freaked, but this has got to be, oh my God. I mean, you just, and you say what you remember. Do you remember yes. all of it, or does it get a little
sketchy? No, I remember all of it. I just thought I was a lot clearer than I thought I was.
So you're perceiving that you're speaking okay.
Yeah.
That's
that. I knew I had.
You knew you were slurring?
I knew I was slurring, but I thought I was a little more articulate than she said I was. She said she couldn't understand me. So I pull in. And Georgetown University Hospital just opened up a new wing, which is absolutely gorgeous. I was not aware of the new wing. So I'd been to the emergency room in the past because my mom had been there in the past and my dad had been there. And I pulled into the wrong little, what is it, roundabout.
Yeah, turn
and
around.
I see someone and I'm like, oh, there's no emergency. There's no sign anymore there. I'm like, oh, they must have moved. And I see somebody that's there, a student. I'm like, do you know? What I remember saying, do you know what an emergency room, where the emergency room is? And I could tell right away, that's when I realized that I wasn't speaking coherently.
Oh my God.
Because they looked at me like I was speaking a different language. And I said, oh, this is a problem. And then she pointed towards the other entrance and then I just took off. So I arrive to the hospital, I double park at the emergency turnabout and I walk in and I realize at this point, because the student didn't understand me, that I wouldn't be able to talk to the front desk at check-in. So I asked them for a pen and paper, and I wrote stroke.
Can I ask, when you left the car to get into the emergency room,
yes.
How are you ambulatory? How are you walking? How is your balance? Is that affected because of the numbness?
It's affected, but it's like at this point, I'm on adrenaline. I got to get to that desk. Right?
I understand.
But I felt my entire left side numb.
Wow.
So I remember closing the door with my right hand and not like regularly closing, just like pushing it shut. Right.
You're tracking though already. There are more moments where you're your own advocate. It's amazingly significant. And I think of the people that don't have a clue as to what's going on. And that's, mm-hmm. This is, keep that up there for the whole show, Mac. That's amazing.
Yeah, so be fast, on. Balance, eyes, face, arm, speech, time. Time is key. So I write stroke and then they ask me for like my ID. So I have everything, like I pull it right out. Thank God. Usually sometimes I don't even have my wallet with me, but yeah, I had it. And I have the note. It's my wife will be here soon. She will take car. Boom. Cause I had it right parked out front. You can see it through the glass. I owe a debt to, and I should give credit, full credit to the Georgetown University Hospital team, because the way that I was managed, as soon as they confirmed, and it didn't take long, that something was happening, to the time that they pulled me to the back was like an F1 crew. Like it was seamless. As soon as I walk into the emergency room, I check in, I write down stroke. Within 3 minutes, I'm in another room. Someone's confirming what I thought was a stroke at the time, not to read ahead, but still serious. And they say, okay. They said, you're going to see a lot of people in just a few minutes. Don't be alarmed, but this is what needs to happen. And within a few minutes, there's eight people and I was on a stretcher and they were like putting an IV in me, like setting me all up with a EKG, everything while we're moving to another room. It was incredible.
You know, just because I'm going to freak out by listening to this, I wanted to make sure that we, you know, Oscar was had the presence of mind on his phone when he first walked into the ER to record the conversation that he had.
Oh, good.
And before we continue with that, we've got a clip of that. So let's listen to this right now.
God, I'm alive. Your magical wish worked.
You're back.
I mean, you know, when you sewed me up, you put somebody.
I'm sorry.
Somebody stuffed it in the wrong place, so I'm a little.
I sometimes react in a very bad way to these stories, so I'm just glad
Oscar thought to record it.
I did not mean to interrupt. Please go ahead.
If I hadn't even thought about recording it. That would have been pretty compelling.
Don't think I could give a rat's ass. I'm glad to have you sitting in that chair. Thank God.
I'd like to hear some tape. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Wow. So they know immediately, as soon as you get the message across in a clear presence of mind way, that I don't know how many people be able to do that. I mean, you're taking charge and being your own advocate in this moment of crisis. And as soon as they process, bam, they're on.
Yes. You. Yeah. Full team. It was impressive. And at this point, I can tell you when it happened. So 58 minutes from when I started feeling symptoms at home to the point where they looked at me and said, hey, we have this one drug, and they rattled off all of the, you know, what's the word for when things go wrong with drugs?
Side effects.
Side effects. Yes. Thank you. They rattled off all the side effects and then they asked for my verbal consent, but they felt like it's a clock busting.
Cause they got to blast you and yes. They want you to know that, you know, there are potential risks.
There are risks. And I gave him the thumbs up because I couldn't give him the audible confirmation because I couldn't speak. It was getting worse and worse and worse.
See, when I heard slurred speech from your wife, when I'm talking to her, my feeling was that you were perhaps had a little slurred speech when in fact you're not able to communicate at this point.
This is during that time, and maybe my mind's messed up, but like a great level of stress was like by, I would say,
lifted.
I don't know if it was automatically lifted, but it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And what that level of stress was, I have disability insurance that I have been paying for the past like 6 years, in case something happens and I'm debilitated. Because a big level of stress, if I'm walking in there without that type of insurance, would be like, how am I going to take care of my family?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I can't talk or present or take care, like that was, so that, and I thought about, don't get me wrong, within that 58 minutes, I thought about that. I was like, oh my God.
I know people that have, you know, they've got just a couple of more months before they can get great insurance for a low price, and they let their other policy in 2023 lapse.
Who would do that?
How stupid is that?
They're irresponsible. God, why would they do that? They must host a podcast terrible. With a bunch
just,
of jerk stores.
It's just ridiculous, man. Just to save a few.
Meanwhile, they're staying at home wrapped in bubble wrap for 3 months.
So I give them the thumbs up, and they hit me with this medicine.
Yeah.
And which, by the way, they were very clear to tell me that was not prescribed for this specific use, but they have found tremendous success, though it has not been FDA approved, but they thought I was the perfect candidate for it.
So they are, and I've experienced this in the time when I had a pulmonary embolism, right. And these ER physicians, and this is a skill set, and I know you've got them in your family. The skill set is recognizing quickly what it is and making the call.
Yes.
You don't get that in a lot of medicine.
Oh,
in emergency
medicine,
you get it because they are not going to F around.
Yeah.
Right.
What amazing human beings these people are. That's
so
awesome.
At the 58-minute mark, remember, this started in the shower at home around 7:20. So I'm at the hospital already about to get this shot within 58 minutes, which is incredible.
Wow.
And they hit me with it. And as soon as they hit me, I could start talking.
Bam.
That fast.
And I said, this can't work that fast. They said, it works immediately. And you will get better and stronger.
Now, it works. Here's another question I have. So they give you this. They still don't know all the details, but they don't know you're symptomatic of having this issue.
I completely left out that during that time, I had a CT scan during that time.
They got one in that fast?
Within the 58 minutes.
Did you have the CT scan? Before they hit me with it. Oh, before they hit you. Yes. So you go in, they jump on you, they put you into CT immediately.
Yeah, right away. Right away, yes.
Did they give you any contrast or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay, so they shoot you with that to see all the vessels. They're giving you a full-blown.
Correct.
So
how did I miss that? I'm sorry. That's the where we first went. They set me up with all the IV, the EKG, everything straight to the CT, from the CT to the room where they were going to give me that shot or not give me that shot. And then they made the call to give me that shot. They gave me the shot, and I could start talking, and then they rushed me straight to ICU.
I was thinking when you were talking about the stress being lifted because you have disability insurance, I was thinking, did any stress diminish when you knew you were in the place you needed to be? Did you feel, I know I'm having this situation, but I am getting what I need to get? Did that resonate with you at all?
I would love to say yes, but no.
You're just scared out of your mind.
I was hoping it wasn't as serious as I thought. Okay. I was hoping. I was overreacting.
Okay.
All right.
I get it.
But once they throw the full team at you, you're like, oh, I'm not overreacting. This might be more serious than I actually think.
You know, can I just say, you know, for the purposes of this show, ladies and gentlemen, this trifecta that we have here, I would say four guys, but we can't include Mac because of his health. I have to say that the three guys that do much of the talking, this would be the last person that I would think would have a, you know, you just, Oscar carries himself in such a way with, you know, this bigger than life swagger. So you don't process it that.
It
was out of left field. Don't. So back to they give you this this medication, and immediately that's stunning.
I can speak.
A lot of people wouldn't know that.
That's I can speak, and the lisp starts going away.
They describe it as a clot buster. Is that how that? I mean, obviously,
it's a turbo blood thinner.
That's what it is. A turbo blood thinner.
Okay.
Wow. So any clot buster, boom, done. So much so that like they keep you, basically I was in it because I took this drug. Well, one, you know, they had to do all the tests afterwards, the MRI, which I will get to in just a sec.
But,
so as soon as they're done with the drug, they take me straight to the ICU, that new wing. Let me just give it a plug.
Mike, please do.
It is next gen, state of the art. And I know that, most people in DC, you know, have different opinions about the actual hospital. I'm here to tell you that not a cent was spared when they built this new wing at GW Hospital.
Mike, I was born at GW.
At Georgetown.
That's the hospital where I was born.
You know why I keep saying GW? Because a handful of my doctors might be at GW. That's why I keep saying that. My apologies.
Yeah. A lot of these guys have privileges at the multiple hospitals.
So, the Georgetown wing that just opened up this past, I think this fall, it's the Verstanding Pavilion at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. That hospital, even the ICU suite, everything was just beautiful. The people were amazing. The doctors were a 10 out of 10. And I'm also very lucky, and I'll tell you why, because I don't just walk around like remembering and or just like I'm not as planned and prepared as most would think. We're all just humans. I don't just know BFAST. I know BFAST, the balance, eyes, face, arm, speech, time, when you're thinking about.
I didn't know it before this show started. I didn't know it. I'm probably the one that should know it the most.
I knew what to look for because I remember distinctively riding in the car with one of my siblings, whether it was my brother-in-law who's a pediatric intensivist or my sister-in-law who's a cardiac anesthesiologist. Someone in a car was talking about what just anecdotally as just a regular conversation, what to look for if you're ever having a stroke. And I just had remembered that conversation of like, oh my God, this is what's happening. Get me the blood pressure. Get me, like, this is what's happening to my face. I have to go now. Like, but I remember being in the Cape and they're explaining to us like what to do in case something happens or if a colleague is feeling this at work. If somebody was explaining it to me.
Let's go through it real quick here.
Yes.
Because balance, watch for sudden loss of balance, eyes, check for vision issues,
double vision.
Okay. The face, look for, I'm having trouble reading this up close, guys. So
yeah, I can give it to you. Look for uneven smile. So like drooping on the face.
The joke that we were playing with Ted before. Arm.
Check if your arm's weak.
Okay.
Or arms are weak. One of the arms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speech. Slurred speech. That was a big one. And time. Call 911, which you did not do, but it probably got you to the ER in this particular situation.
That was a calculated risk. You don't want to drive yourself. I want to emphasize
he was less than a mile away.
Yeah.
He doesn't recommend that. But
No. Do not drive.
I've always said when you're in a situation, the only thing you can be is a little embarrassed if it's something that turns out to be nothing. But in most cases, you don't even take that into account. Just call 911.
They were very clear. If I had not arrived within a 4-hour window, because that's what this drug window is, that the outcome would have been completely different.
You would have been probably still in the hospital, looking at a rehab stint, looking at all this stuff. The fact that you've heard it. I did know that. I didn't know the be fast. I didn't know that. But I did know that time is of the essence with this particular condition.
Yeah.
And it's just.
And for amazing. Every.
The doctors that work on this are special people. They really are.
And to my fellow stubborn listeners of this wonderful podcast and radio show. Look, the last person that wants to deal with anything like this is your boy, Fantana. But you got to swallow your pride and you just got to get in there and get it done because your recovery time exponentially grows the longer it takes to, or you might not have any, right? You just might not make it.
It's a good time to stop with this. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to cover a bunch of different things. I want to cover what happens as soon as they get you this medication, and then the whole thing begins with analysis and what's going on. I want to talk about your family members who are in the medical profession, how they were dealing with this. All of this going on and on and on, and we'll continue with this amazing story when we return right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by Legacy Box. Let's talk Legacy Box, shall we? Just like us, you're going to love it. Do you know where your box of old home movies is? Have you checked that box in a while? Do they teach you that here? You want to make sure that they aren't too hot, damp, or molding. Ew. Oh, by the way, speaking of hot and molding, Michael, when the trash bags are put 3 inches from the trash barrels on the side of our house and there are critters down here, get your act together.
He just got close to the cans?
Yeah,
not in?
I see garbage in the yard, and it's because he put on the other side of the little split unit on the side of my house. What are you doing? Anyway, back to Legacy Box.
Please.
Every day, your home movies, your photos are slowly fading away. But Legacy Box is easy. Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, and pictures, and send it back. You get it back on a thumb drive or on the cloud, ready to watch and easy to share. It's so simple, it's like magic. Preserving your family's heritage is the only way to ensure your legacy is safe for generations. Join over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box. Don't wait. We've all used it. You can see young Oscar playing with his teddy bear Ted, teenage Mike fishing in Maine, and young Rob binge-watching Lawrence Welk to battle the loneliness that permeated his existence.
So sad.
All in digital perfection. For a limited time only, you can visit legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50%. That's legacybox.com/TMOS for 50% off. This sale won't last long. we're talking to Oscar about the emergency medical condition that he had on a Monday. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. He is back with us. He is back in the fold. And we are talking about stroke and how to treat it and what he went through. And we take you back to Georgetown University Hospital, where Oscar is in the emergency room, and they've CAT scanned you, and you're in the you're in the ICU.
Yeah, yes.
They have given you the clot buster. Immediately there was improvement. And Mac, I want to keep that up for the whole damn show today
until we do.
Put that up there because
sorry, I was getting a better one.
That's thank you. I appreciate that. So back to the situation. You go to this great new ICU, and
why don't you cut off St. Mary's? They're not paying a dime to this place.
You are in the ICU. You're in contact with doctors. This is after they've given you the clot buster, and you've had the CT scan. Take it from there, please.
Okay, so the clot buster hits you, and then I like as I said, you literally I'm able to speak, and they give you. During this entire time, you're getting a ton of repetitive cognitive tests, whether it's answer these questions or say, you know, recall what a button is or what's this, a watch. Like, it's a constant barrage of these. And they said
so they can monitor your progress and make sure you're not backsliding.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Okay. And then also, like, your motor skills to, like, touch certain things on a device. It was impressive. I could tell that was getting better, especially with my left arm, because I couldn't feel my left arm. By the time I was on the gurney, I could not feel my left arm. Like, I was like, this is not good. No bueno, as my mom would say.
You know, your wife kept us informed and let us know, but hearing what the details were and just how bad it was. Is just, it's kind of
sobering.
It's now I'm experiencing what I didn't experience the other day. As soon as it was like, bam, 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 search speech, they got him in the medical. He gave him the medicine. He's doing better. So quick, it seemed to me. And now if it's very good. Shannon, if you're listening to this right now, I'm going to tell you, this was very, very, you didn't need to. It wasn't your responsibility. But may I just say, thank you. Thank you for not sharing any of this with me. Thank you very much. I truly, truly appreciate it. I functioned, but I wouldn't have been able to function at all. And it's not about me. It's about him. Hearing this right now, my chest is tightening. Just you're hearing fine. What was I didn't know We're that you fine. Couldn't feel your left arm. You can't feel it before the clot buster, or you can't
before
feel
the
it
clot buster.
Before the clot buster. Okay.
Yeah. So when you get it, when your clot buster hits you, they give you that same test right away, and then I can start answering these questions, and I can hear myself now speaking a little clearer.
And before you were saying, when you were slurring, you weren't aware that you were doing that.
Yeah, yeah. But they could. By the time I got to the hospital, I realized that something was still off. Right.
I want to ask this question about when you first had these symptoms. When you had this, did you feel? You hear it a lot about COVID, the brain fog. Did you hear where you felt out of it? Did you feel out of it in any way? Obviously, you can't speak. You're feeling numbness. Did you feel like zoned out in any way when this was going?
No.
Okay.
I did not feel zoned out. I felt a tad bit of frustration.
Okay.
Of like, this is happening.
Okay. Yeah. And also, I can only imagine if you in your head are making sense.
Yeah,
and you're looking at someone that is not understanding you. Mm-hmm. That's got to be mentally horrifying.
Oh well, yes. Especially when the first person that sat me down, I was so like, because you can't speak, right?
Right.
The first person that saw me said, "Do you speak English?"
Oh, no. I want to make it really, really clear here, Oscar. You are 45. You're 45.
Yes.
The only family member that I've dealt with this serious a situation is also an individual in their 30s and 40s. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that think we're putting this up for older folks,
which is the way most of America thinks
of stroke,
be
aware, this is for everybody listening to us right now.
Yeah, this is man, woman, whatever you identify as, like, this is it. Like, you have to know this.
So they're happy.
For yourself or your loved ones.
They're happy, obviously, with the cognitive tests and the tests they're doing because they know the medication that they've put you on, regardless of what happened up in the noggin, you're responding well to it. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so at this point they said, okay, we're gonna put you in the ICU. You'll be there for the minimum of 24 hours, maybe as long as a week. That's what they're setting me up for, but they said minimum 24 hours, highly unlikely. But you also got here so fast, there's an outside chance that your recovery will move fast.
Right. Well, when that happened, I had spoken to one of the doctors, and he said, maybe a whole week. I said, unacceptable.
Yes. No. We need him Friday.
And the doctor, Dr. Berger, she was phenomenal. She just said,
a female doctor?
Yes, yes.
Are you sure
Rob,
it wasn't a nurse?
After all these years.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if it actually flies anymore.
Oh,
yes.
God, maybe just a little bit funny.
No, I don't think it does.
Okay, jeez. I withdraw the remark.
I have multiple female sister and sister-in-laws who are doctors
at the top of
their game.
I'd like to see the paperwork on that.
Okay, all right, stop it.
My logic was, okay, we're out of the woods, but now we have to find out how to fix this, how to stop this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's certain level of, oh God, is it? You kind of take inventory of like what you're dealing with.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You're like, why am I dealing with half of the BS I'm dealing with in my life? This is crazy. Because it doesn't matter how much money you make or what you like. What the possessions you have, like you, like if you want to live your life, like you start taking an inventory of like what is important to you. Mm-hmm. And you know, for me, it was nice. It was wonderful having my wife there. She's the 10 out of 10. She was very,
she have anybody with her? Well, while she was dealing with all this, did she, was there?
My parents
along?
Came up.
Your parents came up. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Not Dan O'Brien.
No. Okay. And then, you know, of all people who showed up, and I don't even know why I even questioned it or thought twice about this, Foxworth.
Really?
Your buddy.
Yeah.
Your good buddy.
Yeah, good buddy.
You're a good buddy.
Yeah. He came in, and I was like, he doesn't have to come up. And he came in, and he was like, he rode his bike over.
Did you roll over there, Rob?
I did not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rob's got enough to deal with. He doesn't see his friend in the hospital. He's like,
depends on the friend.
It's okay.
Thank you, Mike.
So
another assumption I made, you know.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
I never talked to you about that. I never asked you that during the whole thing that was
no, you're
going
right.
on. I never
you're
thought
right.
about it until right now.
That's okay.
Very uncomfortable. That was a legitimately uncomfortable pause on the show.
It was.
It's fine. It's totally good. And in fairness, that type of stuff stresses me out more than anything else. Like too many visitors or anything like that. I just want to get through.
Well, I mean, from down here, Monday, as soon as the show was over, I went in and I'm looking at flights. Rob and I had a conversation about, because if you had been admitted for the week, that was, you know.
Different story.
Story. And I was, I was going to come up and see what was going on and, you know, give me the manual.
She had company, we had company. Charlie Burney, but thank you. So like the level of support and, we don't ever talk about her, but Elizabeth Elson and Robert Ford took over the entire business and didn't even squeak or say a thing or no issues, nothing. And that's when you know you have like a magnificent team that mm-hmm. just like boom. And we had.
I can give this guy, you know, crap here, yeah. but old Rob, yeah. You know, and Mike McIntosh, you know, it was seamless.
Thank
there was
you.
No.
Yeah, I don't ever question them because I know that. Yeah. I know that you guys will come through.
What's the way we do it? I mean, it's.
Yeah. And we've been through this before, right? Yeah. But we've never been through this on the Podville side.
Right.
Right.
With the International Spy Museum coming through.
They jumped
ESPN,
in.
Like everybody through, and they just didn't even question it.
Yeah, let me go ahead and underscore the fact, Mike, that every day I visited the listeners. Thank you.
That was so ham-handed. I didn't miss that, but I'll take it. I'm happy to be here for that.
I will say this. I don't know how Rob was feeling. That was, and I've been on the air for a million different things. That when you don't know
and
what's really going on, that is one of the most, if not the most difficult show mm-hmm. to focus on. I had a lot of trouble.
I was happy. I was super happy you guys focusing. Did a show.
I had trouble focusing simply because I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
And it's so hard for certain people, myself included, not to be a nervous Nelly. I let the whole day go by, and it's 4-ish when I finally called Shannon, and then she didn't pick up, and I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. God, why isn't she picking up? And then she calls me right back, and that's when you were already in the ICU.
Yeah,
they'd given you the medication, and you are. I remember hearing the symptoms have diminished because of that. So you're in the ICU and you're being check. What's the next step in?
So MRI, right? So go through the MRI.
What's the difference between the CT and the MRI?
Well, the CT is something that, you know, for me at least.
Kind of similar, right? They're kind of similar.
Yeah. One is like, you know, a larger tube, quick in and out. And the MRI is when they put the cage around your head, at least if you're doing your brain.
Okay. Yeah.
And
then is the CT scan as loud as an MRI?
No.
Okay.
Scary stuff.
I asked them to put on the Michael Mara show when they asked me what kind of music I want to listen to.
You really?
Yeah, and they're like, "Oh, we haven't integrated podcasts yet." I said, "Well, it's 2024.
Yeah, come on, get with the program. Yeah, look at these beautiful ICU suites. Come on."
So they, so they've come to a conclusion of what happened. It's called a transient.
TIA.
But I'm trying to pronounce it, which is something I couldn't do before. Ischemic. Thank you. Attack. Transient ischemic attack, a TIA.
It is a mini, the way it was explained to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, a mini stroke.
Correct.
It's a tiny stroke.
Yeah, and as the Mayo Clinic says here, it's a short period of symptom similar to those of a stroke. It's caused by a brief blockage of blood to the brain.
That's it, and that's what a stroke is. It's cutting off blood supply to the brain. That's what the whole enchilada. This is, you know, shorter in duration, no less terrifying, and
no less deadly, right?
And less deadly, right? God Almighty! Wow!
The response is still be fast.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you have to get on top of it.
Well, and I mean, they can call. It's less than the full blown, but. All of your symptoms were similar to a major stroke situation.
Yes.
So they don't mess around with it. You're being treated now the same way they would treat somebody who's suffered a stroke.
Correct. And I want to underscore that this medicine could not be given to me if it was post 4 hours. Like if it was a past a 4 hour from my initial symptoms. They couldn't give it to me.
Very limited time window.
And before we're going to take another break here. But before we break, I want to know why can't they do that?
Because the risks are too high
of just the brain bleed going off in different directions and killing you in that case.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take another break, Rob. When we come back, I asked if Shannon had a support network. Oscar said his parents were there, so of course that means no. And we will come back and we will ask all the questions. And Oscar comes from a medical family. I know there's more information to come Man, oh man. What a day and what a week. All right, we'll be right back, everybody. Are you ready to shed 26% of your weight? Let's go! DermGlowSkin.com is the ultimate destination for conquering your weight, ladies and gentlemen. I've proven that. This week, a brand new low weight. Not sure. Did not weigh myself this morning. Never do the morning after bowling. Just take a quiz on the website and discover if you qualify. Experienced doctors will prescribe the right medication and your weight loss solution will be delivered directly to your doorstep. Tired of waiting due to low stocks? DermGlow ensures that you are connected with well-supplied doctors, eliminating any delays. It's a great time to start from now until March 15th. You can get a $300 discount on your Tirzepatide subscription. So, act fast, and now your medicine can even be shipped to Puerto Rico. Muy bueno. Please join the 50 people that have taken advantage of this opportunity through DermGlowSkin.com. We are so happy. Carl and I are both thrilled that people are experiencing life-changing results. I just got a job outside of a car dealership standing above a blower and waving at passing traffic. And I'm orange. That's thin, Arthur. What is that? What was that?
That's
one?
The little blow thing that goes like this.
Oh, that's...
He's thin.
Yeah. I can do the visual for it.
Yeah,
right
there
now. Click the weight loss button at DermGlow Skin and kick off the best journey of your life. It certainly has been for me because with DermGlow, you can do it. We're talking today to our... one of our loved ones, ladies
the
and gentlemen.
Bloviator. He's still alive.
The Bolivian Bloviator. I'm taking one thing away from this show today that as much as I was concerned, as much as I was worried, I strangely just am more freaked out now hearing this story.
Well, it is scary in retrospect. It really,
it
really is.
And your wife, God love her, and your mom, and your dad.
Yeah.
Everybody is venturing in. Yeah. I am curious, and this popped into my head early on. I am wondering, having in this particular circumstance, having a medical family, your father, your brother, your sister, their significant others, is that a help or a hindrance when you are dealing with this situation?
It's an extreme advantage.
Okay.
Because they allow you to ask the questions that are necessary to process next steps at a faster rate.
Okay.
That's the best way I can put it.
It's a beautifully
every time
put.
The doctor came back in, we had a list of questions for the doctor that were not questions that I would ever have in my life. Okay. I'm not a trained physician, so
that's an amazing arrow to have in your quiver. Wow.
So between the time you arrive at the ER, and if you don't have the timeline, I'm fine with that too, and the time you are given the result of a TIA, this is mid-afternoon, I'm assuming, when you
I'm not given the TIA till the next day.
The next day. Okay, that's right, because the symptoms went away in the afternoon. We were notified about 4 or 5 o'clock when I talked to Shannon.
Correct.
It's not till the next day when these results
come in
and you find out you had this TIA. Yeah. Take it.
I did have a nurse ask me if I was, when everybody was out of the room, if I was using illicit drugs, which I thought was interesting.
What did you tell her?
Well, blow, right? Cocaine, right?
I don't know if I look like a cast member from Narcos, but I thought that was interesting.
Where are you, Oscar? If she asked me that, I'd say, all right, let me be clear. Use or sell?
See, I do it differently. Of course, I'm a dialectician, so I would look at it and go, what is that supposed to mean? But anyway, so the nurse, did the nurse do this? Was this protocol?
In private.
Or did she, was it protocol?
I don't think it was protocol.
She just was kind of curious with the...
Well...
And by the way, if that's a Celsius they put down in front of you, I'm going to break the arm that brought it to you.
No more Celsius
Thank
in my
you.
Life.
Yes. By the way, I just have to interject this, Oscar.
Yes.
Rob, maybe you've been aware of this too. People have, in the past... express concern about the amount of these
I could have done it to myself because that evening, that afternoon, I pounded two Celsius back to back and I did feel if I'm looking back at it, a little like, oh, my chest is a little tight, but I didn't think twice about
it. This is a throwback to when Mike was talking about health insurance. I can't imagine someone habitually drinking a liquid that would harm them, even though people tell them to stop.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
Alcohol.
What are you talking about?
Alcohol. So you're in there, but you get the TIA.
Yeah.
Take
yeah.
it from there.
Well, no, I don't get the diagnosis.
Yeah, on the next day you get the
results. But I get, this is what happened during that time. You get an MRI, you get another CT scan, you get a ton of blood work done. That's when the nurse asked me, when she was taking my blood work, she goes, are there any illicit, sir, are you using any illicit drugs? And I said, well, won't the blood test tell you? I was like, no, but the blood test will tell you. And she said, yes, I just like asking so we can start looking for it now. And you're so young to have had something like this happen. Mm. And you're not obese and you're fairly healthy.
Okay. So that can be two things. That's somebody that really gives an S.
Yeah, she cared.
And that's why she's asking that question. Yeah, she's just trying to give you.
I just thought it was funny.
Better care.
Because I wanted to give her like a funny answer back.
But you don't want to with that.
But I was like, no. But then I realized when, like, we became friends when they're seeing you every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
In the morning when she woke me up, she said, she goes, how are you feeling? Same lady. She's great because I had a different nurse overnight.
Right.
And I said, great, but every time I drink some water, it dribbles out the left side of my mouth. Is that normal? And her eyes.
Oh, you're effing with her at this point?
I'm just messing with her. Oh, I'm just messing with her.
There you go. Now that's to me, that would be the moment that I would, back. He's back, you're doing a Johnny moment.
I'm just doing it.
Yes. I get it.
Yes. And Mike, Oscar, I think that you'll agree with me that as someone who's spent as much time in hospitals as I have, not only for myself, but for my son, the nurses are where it's at. They are heroes.
And
it's amazing what they do.
I disagree. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Brave, Mike. Very brave.
Yeah. And Shannon was
there. No, you were the brave one to say that. That's very brave.
Shannon was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just doing shtick. And she said, it's not time for shtick. And she goes,
shtick right now with this conversation with Rob. It's just like, there goes Rob making that controversial statement, because so many people hate them.
Well, I don't think they get enough. That's silly.
Once I gave her that joke, she knew she's like, you have a funny sense of humor, but funny.
Right.
Yeah.
And she goes, gallows, I think they call it. She was a little foreign. I said, yes, they do call it that. I was like, but if you don't laugh, you cry. And then she started laughing and walked out. Two just quick takeaways. One, just pro tip for any loved one or family member that comes in to visit, if you're visiting the ICU or hospital room. My parents, I love them. My dad's a physician. He had the right questions as well. My mom. Oh, and this is when you know your parents love you, and I might get a little choked up here.
Okay.
Mm. My parents showed up with my medical records from when I was a toddler, and then till I was 15, from the heart murmur that I had as a child.
Wow!
And they had the record still in this little manila envelope to show the doctor.
I love that.
That's great.
That's fantastic. That's
Isn't that sweet? Yeah,
And really, for any of you that want that kind of love from your parents, I can tell you, if you manage every Christmas to give them a decent enough check, you can get that love as well. See, that's getting you better, buddy. That's the kind of comedy that's going to get you better.
Well, yeah, you got to think about it. You might be surprised that two older people made that trip to the hospital, but they need to because that's a source of income. They need him to live.
So great. And
isn't that so sweet with their manila envelope?
That's beautiful.
It was a folder.
Right.
And then these like old pieces of paper in there.
But it's relevant because it's vascular.
It is relevant. They were so excited. They were like, oh my God, people usually don't even have these on record. They lost them. They don't know what
was your mom like when she first walked in? What was that experience like?
What is funny is I had shaved my beard over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Not for no other reason than I was trimming my beard and I mistrimmed.
I'm
done.
So I was like, oh, I got to start from scratch.
Yeah, thank God you shaved before you got that blood thinner.
Mm-hmm. And then my mom walked in at first. She was like, I thought I had the wrong room. Because that's her first thing. She goes, I thought I was in the wrong room.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have the beard. And then she's like, oh, she goes, you're skinny. The beard make you look fat. And I said, first all right,
thing,
mom. Like,
Yoli.
First thing she said.
Love you, Yoli. Love you. No filter. No filter. She and makes then, the coffee, but it doesn't go through anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then she said, so we get there. And at this point, this is like the third time Dr. Berger is coming back. And she walks in. And my dad, he's great. He knows, he plays his position. He stays back. And the doctor's talking to me. And for everybody at home, picture this. Like, there's a crowd. And I'm laying down the whole time. I can't sit up for 24 hours because of this medicine. I also cannot sit up. I have to sit down. I have to be stretched out, laid out.
Okay.
For 24 hours.
Perpendicular to the floor.
Yes. Yeah. I went to the bathroom in a little canister.
Yep.
Like, because not a catheter, but a little jug, because you couldn't stand. They
it's
just
not
let
a big
you stand
deal.
Up.
I've done it since the show started.
Not a big deal.
And if you ask, they let you keep it.
My mom, so imagine like eight doctors and internists and residents doing rounds all crowded around me. And all I see is this little manila folder get shoved between two doctors, from behind, like a magic trick, from behind two people to Dr. Berger, who's leading the conversation. And she goes, I heard cheer, like instead of here, she said cheer. And she goes, excuse me, goes, these are his medical records when he's baby, you need, and just gave it to Dr. Berger.
Wow.
And it's so, like, it made me, first of all, my mom's pushy, God bless her. But also the fact that she was like, I'm going to give these records to this doctor now so she can't miss them and they can't be misplaced. Boom. Was so funny. And I was like, I'm sorry. My mom's like, she goes, no, she goes, thank you. These records are fantastic. And meanwhile, my dad's like, Yoli. Yole, yole. And you just hear him in the background.
Let them do their job, Yole. Get over here. Stop it.
So I guess the pro tip I want to give, one is, if you have records, bring them. They definitely help. And they helped in this case. Because there's also an outside chance I might have this, like, one in five people have this little hole in their heart that they're going to figure out if that's the case. And that's totally treatable and fixable. But my mom gets hungry because that's what we do in our family when we're stressed out.
Right.
So my wife goes down and goes with them to get them food so the doctors can finish looking at me.
How's she doing during this whole thing? How's
Shannon
doing? Yes.
She's great. I think she's actually sad that I didn't go because
Oh my God.
She doesn't really seem that happy. Like, I didn't really get lot of joy of we're going to come out of this.
Carla references it constantly. I totally understand. You know?
Yeah.
They think about the future.
Yeah, they're like, sure. Oh man, I know there's a big payout at the end of this, but Jesus Christ.
I used to make Carrie laugh a lot. Now really only time I can make her smile is when I talk about the end. that she likes.
Good time to stop again. Sorry.
Yes,
just want to get it all in. Not disappoint our people that require us to do that. We will take a short break. Lots more to cover on this because we haven't gotten to
the diagnosis.
The diagnosis,
coming.
What he's going to do. And all I heard was lifestyle changes. Does that include punctuality? We'll find that out when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody. Wallets, anyone? Ha ha! You bet! The Groove Wallet is a sleek aluminum low profile wallet engineered for everyday use. Simple thumb up motion. You just fan it out. You fan your card up. It's your cards. One simple thumb motion.
Great for a hospital.
That's great.
I thumbed up.
Yep.
And there was my insurance card and my license.
I thumb up Cigna. Now. And my credit cards come out. And my Costco membership card. And a little bitty gap where the insurance card used to be. Until June. Anyway.
Bubble wrap.
Groove Life just launched their new carbon fiber wallet, which has everything you love about the original Groove wallet, but with the added carbon fiber included. And Groove Life makes a ton more than just wallets, and they've got belts, rings, watch bands, AirPod cases, and much more. Listen, pal. 2024. You still using the same wallet from 2004? Now is the time to update your wallet game with Groove Life. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you're going to find, but you have to use my link, groovelife.com/TMOS, for 20% off your order. Now, tomorrow on our bonus show, I want to give you a little heads up on this. Mm-hmm. We will be playing some of the more extensive tapes for Oscar's bit of a stay in the ICU.
Yes,
good.
We'll have
thank
that.
You, thank
and
you.
Rob,
thank you
know what I'm looking for. So
exactly.
That's your homework assignment, and I appreciate that in advance. All right, back to you. Your parents are there. Your wife is there. Any conversations with the siblings, the medical siblings?
Oh, multiple,
siblings?
Multiple. Everyone multiple. Called. They talked to the doctors. I felt like I was in great hands, and you know, it's just a matter of time to get to the cause of this TIA, and it's going to take a few months, I think. I'll see my doctor here in 2 weeks, it looks like, within 2 weeks. As a follow-up, I've talked to them on the phone a couple times already. I'm cleared to come back. I'll probably take next few weeks, half days, mm-hmm. to see how this goes. But within a couple weeks, I should be back to like full force.
Awesome.
The TIA situation was something I'd never even thought about in my life. I know what a stroke is, but I never mm-hmm. had heard about what a TIA is. And there's also, I always talk about, in business or in life or in anything, like we talk about it here, you just want a chance to fight. That's all you ask about, right? Like you, like a solid chance to like rectify the situation. And in my case, my labs show that I need to change the way I eat.
All right, let's deal with that elephant in the room, because as you said, the one thing I have learned with family members, just hearing about the experiences, this and anything to do with the old noggin in particular, and medicine in general, you know, we've made amazing strides and tons of progress, but there are great unknowns in every area of medicine. So part of the deal is you're proactive, but even with months and months down the road, finding out you obviously have a ticker issue from when you were a baby, dealing with the family and having the records is probably going to be helpful for that. But there's a lot that unknown. Without treating it right away, you would be in dire straits. There's every possibility
correct.
That would happen.
Correct.
Going forward now,
yes.
Even without definitive word that this caused it, this caused it, this caused
correct,
it,
correct,
they're putting you on some kind of program.
Yeah, so right? I'm on blood thinner, statins, which is, in fairness, I've heard about statins for years now. And there is a school of thought that you should be on them regardless.
Yep.
Because
I'm on one.
Are you on one, Rob? I'm not.
Okay. All right.
I heard about this a decade ago. I remember a friend telling me, saying like his father is a cardiologist, and he said that we should be on them regardless, and even in our 30s, because this can happen, right? You just
right.
never know. So I'm on statins. I'm on a cholesterol lowering medication as well, because my cholesterol wasn't through the roof, but it was high for
elevated.
A man my size and with my body mass. So,
and they don't know at this stage of the game whether it's something that broke off and
correct.
You know
yeah.
caused this little moment.
Yes,
it can happen.
Yes,
and by the way, it can happen to somebody who's 1,000% healthy. It happens.
Yes.
That's the way it goes, right?
Correct.
Was there a moment of relief for you at all during this process? When they gave you the medication, obviously being able to get some of your diminished capabilities of speech and the numbness, getting that back had to be a relief. Was there any moment where you went, okay, I get it. It's going to be okay. Did you have that moment? Not an aha moment, but a moment of relief at all during this process?
Yes. So I went. I was able to be discharged in the afternoon yesterday from the ICU. I So we had a jam day at the office, and what would make me happy is 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. This is what's crazy. I feel like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, 2 days ago, you're discharged. Did you go right from the ICU out of the hospital? Did you spend any time in a regular hospital bed?
No.
Okay. I got an ICU out to the ICU
car. Uber home. I don't want anybody to judge Shannon. I wanted her to be at the office because we had a jam day. So I just Ubered home.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got in the house, that's when it hit me. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, it's huge.
Okay. So that's the moment. By the way, folks, Monday, we got enough information where Oscar wasn't going to be here. So it's a really, really good thing that not only is he back, but he's back and got the treatment going, and it's going to, result in a healthier guy. What did they say, out of curiosity, about lifestyle changes for you?
They said I had to get on the Mediterranean diet and that I need to essentially eat healthier, take these meds, and start exercising on a regular basis 30 minutes a day, which I think is a great sign, considering, I would think the opposite of, like, you got to take it easy. No, they're saying I have to get my heart health up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, chicken fingers don't do well with the ticker.
No. Well, Popeyes.
Don't bread them. Well. When I was researching, I did some Googling, of course. I think that's what everyone does when a friend or loved one goes through something like this. Did they speak to you at all about hydration?
No.
Because there's a thread through all of them that says if you are dehydrated.
Where is that? Where is that? I want some specific evidence.
I mean, there
you
could
said
be.
That to me, and being, I like being, I knocked back like 10 great. Liquid IVs after what you said. Do you have evidence, doctor, with hydration?
I did not expect this attack.
It is not an attack. It is a line of inquiry.
I don't have anything specific, but I saw it on more than one website.
When you answer like that, I want to be Bobby Knight with you. Is it, don't have anything specific.
Staying hydrated is important.
It makes sense in that it actually, if you are underhydrated, your blood
Mac,
thickens.
Before we get out of here, please look up hydration and stroke.
But anyway, I was just curious if they asked anything.
When you're underhydrated, your blood thickens?
Yeah. Yeah, and you have a sickness for
it's
the
his,
thickness.
It's his Clampett medicine. That's what it is. It's from his relatives up in the cabin.
Where?
In the cabin.
All of my relatives in the cabin, Mike.
I know why your tummy hurts. You got a fart stuck crosswise.
That's my relatives in the cabin.
His body would not go with him.
Yeah, we didn't have time to get sick with my family because we were a feudin'.
Do you? It goes without saying that I have to reduce my stress level, right?
Yeah, and caffeine, I'm sure, is one part of it.
Yeah. So no stimulants.
That's what I told my wife. I said, stop grilling him about these t-shirts. Folks.
If you didn't get a medium t-shirt, America, you're never going to get it.
They had a moment.
Good luck.
They had a moment on Sunday night. I'm sorry. There's guilt in the O'Mara household where the night before Carla drove Oscar into the hospital, she was grilling him about t-shirt sales. And I had to intervene, and it was terrible. And, here's the thing. These two, Oscar and Carla, both of them, incapable of remorse of any level, of any kind whatsoever.
Mike,
but look
not...
at what happened to him. That's because inside he was a bundle of nerves. And
Mike, it's not unprecedented. Do you know this is what killed Paul Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life? Mr. Potter yelled at him. He came home and had a stroke.
That's
and
it.
He died.
She's an innocent bystander. It just happened to be one of the... stressful conversation I had all weekend. Maybe it is Carla.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Mm-hmm.
Pushed you over the edge is what she did.
I want to apologize to Rob. Your blood can become thicker and more viscous when you're dehydrated. Look at this guy.
How about that? That's all we ever talked about in the cabin. Jesus Christ.
Win. Or SpeeWack. Yeah. All right.
But why does it feel so hollow?
No, I'm very happy for you. I'm full of shit. Let's take a break, and we will come back. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about 90% of the time. Yeah, see how many talk show hosts tell you that, huh?
That's true.
How many How many Bill O'Reillys tell you that they're full of S?
Stay hydrated.
Own it. Hydrate. Really, drink out of the hose. Go for it. Knock yourself out. We'll take a break, and we will wrap this beautiful show. Happy show today. Back. All right. Say goodbye to the struggle of finding a place where high quality and cute. Coexist. They both high quality, cute. Caden Lane. Okay. Let's say Caden is the high quality, cute is the lane. Caden Lane, high quality, cute. They've cracked the kids for kids' clothes. Caden Lane is on a mission to make moms' lives easier. Caden Lane is a brand that's more than just hype, with over 70,000 five-star reviews. 70,000. Or as they say in Ireland, 70,000. 70,000 five-star reviews. And millions of satisfied customers experience softness like never before. Your baby will love that. Your toddler will love that. And add personalization that makes Caden Lane the ultimate gift. Rob had him when he was a baby. RS, right on his on his little jumper.
And they were 10 inches tall.
On their fun bedtime ritual with their Color Me pajamas, where kids can color their own PJs. This is the brand you've been waiting for, bringing joy and style to those special moments you'll remember forever. Caden Lane is your one-stop shop for all your newborn, infant, and toddler apparel. Head to cadenlane.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your order. Make sure you use that promo code TMOS so that they know we sent you. That's what we always need. Back to a very, very happy show for all of us. We are
Rob
so
just
happy.
Blew my mind, by the way, with the hydration.
He said it to me the other day, and I literally, maybe yesterday you said it to me,
I
and
think
I
so,
did.
Yeah.
I did load up on the water because the day before I had not. So
and it concerned me because your caffeine that you drink is not only going to elevate your heart rate. Caffeine, I believe, serves as a diuretic, which is going to dehydrate you.
Yes.
And I know you pound that stuff, and I was worried.
Yeah, I certainly did not drink enough water over the weekend.
Yeah.
So, and I definitely drank Celsius on a regular basis.
Well, that's it.
Now,
I mean, that's
I can't blame the Celsius.
Many,
you know? I just have to get it out of my life.
Yeah.
Though, guys, in the grand scheme of things, the fact, as the RN said when I left 2 days ago, I spent yesterday just resting up, he said, you should consider yourself fortunate. Most people that get admitted to the ICU are here for a minimum of 2 weeks to a month sometimes.
I couldn't believe it when I heard you were getting out, because usually you don't hear ICU and I'll see you Thursday in the same message. And it was just amazing. And I didn't want to text you. I didn't want to call you. I was getting it all through your wife, who, once again, I just give her all the credit in the world. The first conversation I had when I called her Monday was, you know, she was shaken up. She was shaken up big time. And just delighted that this has turned out the way it has turned out. Going forward, the Mediterranean diet, reducing caffeine. You had mentioned the exercise portion of things that you're going to keep everything
I worked out this morning.
Going. It's just it's
just
special.
A quick 15 minutes on the treadmill, nothing crazy, you know, enough to start moving.
You know,
and
it's terrible.
We have a recipe, right? We have a recipe to get better.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is the most important thing.
With the going forward and your protocol for everything medical, how often, when, timetable?
Immediately, I'll see a neurologist within 2 weeks. And then
that's the old noggin.
Then a cardiologist, because what I'm learning is that sometimes what we think is just in like from the brain stems from the heart, right? And because I had issues when I was a kid, it could have stemmed from the heart, just ended up happening in the brain. So we have to get to... We gotta get to both, essentially, to figure out what's going on.
You know, if you isolated what he just said, it almost sounded like a Wayne Newton quote. What we have comes from the heart.
Comes from the heart. I am so glad that this is... I think we've covered everything. I do have one question. I can't help myself. I'm 64 years old. I come from a different time.
It's okay.
whenever I've been in the hospital,
yes,
and multiple visits, I have to say, as far as the care that you received, how do I put this in a 2024?
I had mostly male nurses.
Okay. He knows what I was going to. That's why I'm glad to have him back.
But both were they
hot?
Both of
you know how to read my mind. That you did. I didn't need to go there. I didn't even need to go there. You had to jump in, mouth. You had to go in there and say.
They were strong and chiseled.
I'm interested. You can't fault me for having interest.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, they're all good looking.
I
think if you're a caretaker, there's also a certain level of, you know, you can't help but like the person because they're taking care of you.
Yeah.
And as far as, you know, moving forward with this, the advice given to you by the siblings, I know your parents were there with your records. Any pearls of wisdom that they shared with you?
This is the truth. That this is a precursor to a full-blown stroke.
Okay.
Traditionally, that I need to make these changes so I don't ever have another one of these or a full-blown stroke. Mm-hmm. And this is the upside is that this is something that's completely manageable.
Oh, that's great. And that's great. We are thrilled. We love you, buddy. Yeah. And we are so glad to have you back.
Be your own advocate.
Mm-hmm. Always.
I don't care if you're at the club. I'm talking about like the golf club or the social club or with your friends hanging out and you don't want to like, some people just get wrapped up in like, I don't want to inconvenience anybody. If you feel anything like this, the faster you get to an ER, the higher probability that you will have the outcome that we're looking at right now.
You know, wide-eyed seniors down here on golf courses, be aware. If you're out there and you're dealing with somebody or if somebody's got an issue, if this person is not capable of being their own advocate, this applies to you guys too. Mm-hmm. Not the person always that's having it, like Oscar was his own advocate, thank God, but the people that are close to them, be fast, all right? Balance, eyes, face, arms, speech, time, all of that matters, and we are so, so happy that to have you back. We really, really are. Rob, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I'm just curious when they... You've spent a lot of time on the golf course with these oldsters. Mm-hmm. Do they ever take a one-stroke penalty?
Very good. Thank you very much. On that note, we will take our leave. We will be back with a Yup for Bonus show tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
We have one more show, and then I got to talk to you about everything, you included, and me, and everything, okay? Everything is right now, all right? Hold it. Pause. That's what we're doing. I'm not... taking no for that. I'll tell you when.
Understand.
We will take a break and be back tomorrow with a bonus hour. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for the Patreon. Thank you for the subscriptions. Thank you for buying the stickers. And we are very, very excited to have our boy Oscar. And we love Oscar. We love Shannon. We love Yoli. We love Dad and Dr. Berger. God bless you. Anytime she wants to come on and talk about this, because this is something we need to get out there. Everybody should know about that. We'll be back tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana.
Yay!
I made it through without getting verklempt. All my tears were shed this week for John Stewart's dog. We'll be back tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ha ha ha!